from the front seat of a rent car. You're listening to Red Belly Radio. Hello and thank you for listening to Red Belly Radio. My name is Steve Heaser. Now, there are few places in this world that I like more than the city known as the Meadows, probably better known in the Spanish words of Las Vegas. I have for some time been wanting to record a drive up the Strip, and what better time than the week before the Southwest Airlines Spirit Party in Las Vegas than to do this. As you may know, Red Belly Radio is a real podcast that anyone can subscribe to through iTunes. So this next part is for the employees listening, so you non-Southwest folk can go get a soda or something. I won't be very long. The Spirit Party will be on May 12th on Fremont Street. That's in downtown Las Vegas, and admission is one canned good. Traditional Las Vegas value, folks. I understand the Las Vegas station will be selling canned goods, so you won't have to travel with a can of, you know, corn or something. But please, bring a can of something because it's going to the local food bank, Three Square. Our friends at the Fremont Street Experience, the Golden Nugget, and Only Vegas are helping to put this on, and if it's anything like the last two, it will be a huge party. I think I heard there were 7,000 people attended the last one. Now, it's what's funny, I went to the Golden Nugget website the other day, and on the calendar of availability, May 12th was totally booked. But that's okay. If you haven't made plans, I have it on very good authority that there are still plenty of rooms left in the city and even downtown. So check your local web browser for details. And by the way, this is for Southwest Airlines employees only. Okay, for the rest of the world, if you're now back from doing whatever it was you went to do, this podcast is about Vegas. More precisely, my Vegas. More precisely yet, the Vegas between the Welcome to Las Vegas sign and Spring Mountain Boulevard. Now, there won't be a new episode of Red Belly Radio next week. I will be on location, that'd be Las Vegas, shooting some video. But if you like to eat, enjoy spas, shopping, or as I was told earlier today, just like the sound of my voice, this podcast is for you. Here you go. If you've ever been to Las Vegas, or if you've ever seen the very famous Las Vegas sign, that's where I'm starting, down at the bottom of the Strip. Now, this part around the sign, it used to be, it just had a little turnaround there, and so many people were driving up, you know, wedding parties and get their picture made with the sign. They made this little parking lot, and you can come in here, park. It's, of course, free. Take your pictures with the sign. Incidentally, the sign, I think, is from the early 60s. But, ironically, they never trademarked it. They never registered it. And it is public domain. People use that sign all over the place. They, in essence, just adapt it. They have Las Vegas or whatever the name of their company is or their project. And they just use the sign. Oh, there's Elvis. There's Elvis is out there. The rumors of his death have been greatly exaggerated. Live and well here in Las Vegas. To my left here is Bally High, a very, very nice golf course, a rather expensive golf course. It covers the land. It's like federal, state, and local land, and everybody wants a cut of their of the greens fees. Now, coming up, this is one of my favorite hotels in the entire city, is Mandalay Bay. Mandalay Bay, it's huge, and there's also the hotel, and there is a Four Seasons in there somewhere. And some of my favorite restaurants in the city are at Mandalay Bay, and absolutely, without a doubt, one of the best spas. The Mandalay Spa, there's a second spa, too, as part of the hotel. But one of my favorite restaurants anywhere is Charlie Palmer's Steak, and it is such good food. I just don't know how they make food so good. But it is one of the secrets. If you're in Mandalay Bay, all the way downstairs, get to another floor, and to get into the Four Seasons to find this place. I found it one night on a fluke, but it's really one of my all-time favorite restaurants. They do a lot more than just steak, and it is just so good. Part of the same hotel company, it's MGM Mirage, I think it is the, of course, the big giant pyramid, Luxor. Incidentally, I looked up the height of real pyramids, the Great Pyramids of Giza, and they're about the same size as this thing. That's how big they are. But this is a big hotel. It's okay. I stayed there once or twice, and they do actually have a pretty nice spa. It used to be open 24 hours, which to my knowledge was the only one. On the right, Tropicana, kind of a landmark, but I've never been in it. Across the street from that MGM, when I first started working at Southwest, they were imploding the original one. and it was a big deal. You can see this big giant lion. That's where the drive-in originally was, and it was creating such a giant traffic jam. I don't know if the city or the hotel made them wanted them to move it down the street a little bit, the side street, which is Tropicana. Across the street from MGM is New York, New York, also owned by MGM. New York, New York, one of the Cirque du Soleil shows is there, Zumanity. I like that a lot, although I saw it early on, and I understand the music has changed considerably. Oh, incidentally, MGM has a Cirque du Soleil show, too, Ka. I have seen that one as well. That's the one where the stage moves. And, in fact, they used technology that's used in aircraft simulators to move the stage around. It's all in hydraulics, and it can tilt absolutely sideways. It's just amazing. Although I did find this story kind of hard to follow, and I've been told if you go back and see it a second time, you'll get it. So, I don't know. Haven't seen it a second time. Moving on up the street, what's next to the MGM? Well, one of my favorite restaurants, Smith & Walensky's Steakhouse, but I rarely, if ever, eat steak there. They have some fantastic salads and, like macaroni and cheese and things. I'll go in there, have a glass of wine and a couple of sides and just be a happy guy. Across from that is the Monte Carlo. It's an okay little hotel. It's not the best restaurants. And if I've been to their spa, I don't remember it. So now the big new one is, of course, City Center. This is where the Cirque du Soleil show Elvis is, tribute to Elvis. And they've got a mall there that is full of nothing but Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, Cartier, just one after another, Tiffany and Company, stores that I can't even afford to look in the window at. But the new hotel, Aria, is open. I treated myself, actually my wife sort of suggested it since I was out here right near my birthday. So I went to the spa, and it was an extremely memorable spa experience. Architecturally, it's one of the most fantastic places I've ever been in. You should stop in just to walk through the mall and to walk through part of the hotel and the casino. It's just beautiful. Now, across from that is Paris Hotel, which is owned by the Caesars Palace people. Very nice. I've been in there to game a couple times, and I've only stayed once. Haven't been in their spas. Although the restaurants aren't as good as I'd like to think they are, as I would think they should be. Now, across from that is the Bellagio, and that is some high-end travel arrangements. You know, that's the one with the famous lake. They have all the water shooting up. Now, they have a Cirque du Soleil show too, which is probably my favorite. It's O, just the letter O, and they do the whole stage over water. It's a special pool that there's no waves. They just go out and they don't come back. There are scissor lifts underwater that have specially perforated steel tops, so that when they move the scissor lifts up to like a half inch to the water's level, people can walk across it, and then right next to them, people be diving into the water. It's just fascinating, and the music is, it's my favorite. Across from that is Bally's. Bally's is a little more old school, and by that I mean smoky. And I've never stayed there, but I have been through there when I was staying at Paris, and they had a really nice little big band playing some kind of cool stuff in one of their lounge areas that I was enjoying. This is one of the bigger intersections of the Strip here. Strip is also known as Las Vegas Boulevard. Flamingo is the big cross street. On one side is, of course, Flamingo, which is also owned by Caesar's Palace, I think. Caesars is, I think, the world's largest gaming hotel company. I've only stayed at Caesars one time because they have the absolute best location on the Strip. They tend to get a premium for their rooms, and it was one of my anniversaries or something. We went ahead and sprung for the room price, and it is worth it in that aspect, but boy, it is a big place. And their spa, no big deal, but their restaurants, they've got some phenomenal restaurants. And then if you like to shop, they've got the big Forum's Mall, the Forum Shop. And unlike the Bellagio or the City Center Mall, you can actually afford some of these stores, so that's nice. Harrah's across the way, I think they're actually the parent company of Caesar's Palace. Incidentally, Caesar's Palace is spelled Caesars, and on opening night, somebody pointed out to the owner that it should be apostrophe S, and he real quickly quipped, "No, I wanted to make everyone feel as though they are Caesar." Who knows if it's a typo or if we meant to do it. Moving up from there, the Mirage, home of the Beatles' Love by Cirque du Soleil. And that's a really nice hotel. They have maintained that over the years very well. And that's sort of the sister hotel of the Treasure Island. And between the two, I've stayed at them, you know, several times. Treasure Island, especially, I like their spa quite a bit. They have done a lot of things lately when they rebranded themselves as TI. They added some much nicer restaurants. And the Mirage used to have Siegfried and Roy, and that theater has now become the Beatles theater. I saw that show, and it was absolutely wonderful. The music, if you like the Beatles, you would love the show. Across from that is the absolutely monstrosity of a hotel, is the Venetian, and then next to it, the Palazzo, which is their equally large second half of it. It's just huge. Giant mall, and some approachable stores as well. The cool thing is you can take a gondola ride down the canal. There's one of my wife's favorite restaurants, Canaletto, is right there on the canal, and it's Italian, of course, and it's quite good. And then what I'm calling the top of the strip, although some people might get upset with me for saying this. By the way, the Fashion Show Mall next to Treasure Island on the left side of as I'm going north up Las Vegas Boulevard. Huge place, but it's been added on to three or four times, and because of it, it's confusing as all get out, but they've got a lot of great stuff in there. And across from that is the Wynn, and then, of course, the Wynn Encore. Now, I can't even afford to go to the Wynn website. It's a beautiful hotel. I have walked in there a couple times. They have a couple restaurants that, you know, you could approach and eat at. In fact, I had a very good turkey burger one day there, it comes to mind. And that was just at their basic little restaurant. They do have a golf course behind it and a mall of staggering stores that, like I described earlier, can't even afford to look at. If you can afford it, if it's within your means, I highly recommend it. The casino and the surroundings are absolutely gorgeous. They have a water sculpture, for lack of a better word. Steve Wynn, who built the Bellagio and then later sold it to MGM Mirage, he built this one, and he must have a thing for water because it's just beautiful. It's the most serene space I've ever seen. You could just sit out there, and these sculptures are coming out of the water towards you, and they don't move. They're just there, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. I would love to stay there one day if any fans would like to comp me a visit there. Oh, and I'd like to play golf there too, by the way. And if you keep going up this strip far enough, you would take you into downtown. That's its own show. But that is my drive up the strip. Vegas has a lot to offer for everybody. You know, it's a city that was built on gaming. And I don't even gamble hardly. And they get plenty of money out of my pocket just on meals alone and shopping.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. The Elvis impersonator in front of the Las Vegas sign, which, by the way, is actually located in Clark County, has indicated that we have come to the conclusion of this podcast. Please turn off and stow all portable electronic devices.
A lot of palm trees. You know, palm tree is actually a grass, like bamboo. Never know what you might learn on these podcasts.